Really a tale of two halves. I mean, we came out and played really well in the first half defensively, in some adverse situations that we were. I think their average drive start was the 50-yard line, and we were they were in the red zone 5 times. And you know, outside the last drive of the first half, we held them to 6 points, those two field goals, and then obviously they got in a position where they pulled away. You know, offensively struggled to get going really all game. Had a drive to end the game, but up to that point, we really weren't able to get anything going. And but really, just a lot of things to build off for our defense. And I think there's a lot of pieces there, and a lot of moments in the game that were, you know, inspirational in terms of our goal line stands against them, and being down on the inside the 5-yard line and playing really tough. So. A lot of things to build off there, and we'll continue to improve offensively and find ways to get our playmakers the ball.
Obviously, North Dakota State has built quite a reputation as a powerhouse at the FCS level, and few teams have gone into the Fargo Dome and come out with a win. Having been through that experience, what makes them so difficult to beat, especially there?
Yeah, I mean that's I mean it's one of the best environments, if not the best environment in all of FCS football. So to go into there. You know, that's a tough place to play. I think, you know, they're a team who knows who they are. They have incredible belief in what they're doing. Obviously, you know, with their run at the FCS level being one of the best ever to do it at this level. So, yeah, we knew that it was going to be a full game. Even with our, we played well in the beginning. We knew that they would be there all the way to the end. They're not going to beat themselves. They're not going to put themselves in bad positions. They execute really well. They're disciplined. They're tough, and that showed throughout the game and their ability to sustain a level head throughout the game.
First question. It's more from Larry Mahoney. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks, Rob. Can you hear me? You got me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
The question for Coach Stevens, obviously, you've got two games under your belt now. So just chart where you are. What do you need to work on? What have you been pleased with? One of the things you talked about is third is better production on first and second down.
Yeah.
Against North Dakota State, your average on third down was 8 yards. Nate was the average of your 12th third down play. So just a few thoughts on that, please, and an injury update, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, just speaking to things we want to be better at, and obviously that's first, second down offensively. As I mentioned, just need to improve there, just our ability to operate and you know, stay ahead of the chains. And we showed a lot of positive pieces there in the second half of the FIU game. Of being able to run the football, and that's something that we will continue to do. And you know, defensively played really well that first game on in all three downs, first, second down, and third down. You know, weren't able to get off the field on a couple third downs, but made stops really in key pivotal moments, off turnovers, sudden change moments. Our defense responded on short fields to start the game, holding them to field goals. So you know, just taking the numbers away from it, I guess, you know, there's a lot of good things that our defense is doing. You know, obviously we're a work in progress, and we'll continue to be, and you know, we'll get better this week and be ready for Rhode Island.
Next question, Jordan, from Steve
How about the
McDonald.
injuries?
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, no updates there, Larry, right now.
Okay. Next question from Steve McDonald. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks, Coach. Coach, your thoughts on the University of Rhode Island coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, just looking at them, they are a you know, a team that's playing together and united, and you feel that on film. Disciplined football team. You look at them offensively, Kasim Hill just really getting off to a really strong start and explosive on offense. Their ability to get the ball vertically down the field is impressive. They have a great receiving group on offense. I think they're 53% on third down, so they're going to convert. Scored 10 touchdowns, really good in the red zone as well. So I just a lot of respect for what they're doing on the offensive side of the ball and the work they've put in. And obviously they're spending a lot of continuity there with Kasim Hill and the work he's done. Defensively, really sound, tough team. Just really, you know, they're going to work for every yard and every inch, and really strong secondary too. You feel them playing tight coverage. And that's something, you know, I built off of last year and into this year. You saw in film versus Georgia State is their ability to get on routes, stay on routes, and, you know, a really strong group all around.
Thanks, Coach.
Jordan, I want to just go back a little bit on your defense. As you said, you guys played, you know, extremely well down at FIU and handled the sudden change and at NDSU against a pretty powerful offense. What has impressed you with your defense through 2 weeks? And maybe talk about some of the guys. I know Bugs and Darius McKenzie with 9 tackles apiece at NDSU, but who are some of the guys that really stepped up and played well for you the last couple weeks on defense?
Yeah, just starting up front, I mean, Xavier Holmes is our boundary defensive end. He's really his first year getting any playing time, and he's starting for us. So he's a sophomore and has really developed a ton in the weight room, and he's a guy who is making an impact on the field. Jacob Tuiasosopo, a guy who's been in the program for 4 years, starting at our field end, has done a nice job as well. And, you know, looking at, you mentioned Darius. Darius, I think, is just gaining confidence and continuing to get better. You felt him flying around the field on Saturday. He, you know, was able to run the alley, make tackles on the perimeter outside the numbers. And, you know, that's what we expect our Mike to be able to do. In the back end, you know, I can't say enough about our two safeties, Robbie Ryobi and Shakur Smalls. Both of them are really, like, you know, they're the voice of the defense, passionate players, invested. They have a presence when they're on the field, and that's what we need out of our safeties.
All right. Next question is more from Travis Lee. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning, Jordan. You know, quick question about shifting into conference play and I guess your mentality over, you know, those two first games, you know, almost kind of, do they feel like openers, and now you get down to business with the conference play starting?
Yeah, I mean, the message to the players are, you know, these are our first two games. We don't want to get beat twice from North Dakota State, meaning we need, yesterday we came together, we had a practice, you know, and that's behind us at this point, just as FIU is. And we can't linger on what's happened. We need to learn from it. We need to grow. We need to continue to get better. As players, coaches, everyone's working to improve and put ourselves in the best position. And I guess, yes, we're moving into conference play, and it's still going to be challenging. We're playing a top 20 team this weekend, and we'll play top 5 teams, top 10 teams down the stretch here as well. So got to be ready to improve every day. You know, and that's our mission. That's our, what we embody is that process, and really looking forward to this challenge this weekend against Rhode Island here at home. And it's good. It's going to be good to be home.
Jordan, not Derek's best day, 117 yards and picked off 3 times. But one of the guys offensively had a nice day was Jamie Lamson, a guy that's seen limited time in the past, but has 6 catches for 42 yards in that game. Just talk about his growth.
Yeah, Jamie, a guy who's played a ton of special teams here the last 2 years and has had a role on offense, but his role has certainly expanded and grown offensively. So trust him with the ball. Know that if we're throwing the ball to him, he's going to come down with it. And he's, you know, I've mentioned this a couple of times, but just his offseason has really put him in the best position to make plays. I mean, he's added 10 pounds. He's leaner. He's stronger. He can run. And really excited about the progress he's made. And he's a guy that we know will go get the ball.
Well, I'll let you go. And you sort of touched on it on your answer to Travis's question. But how does the schedule that you've played over the first 2 weeks, do you think, prepares you as conference play gets underway?
Yeah, we were, you know, certainly competition-wise, we're not going to face better, you know, we'll face really good competition, but we already have that under our belt. So the big message is, you know, we should feel confident coming out of these games, you know, from our experience, and we need to just really build on that. I mean, you know, we played number 2 team in the country, we played FIU, and just really building on the confidence we built from that experience.
All right, Jordan. Thanks so much for the time this morning. Look forward to talking to you next Monday.
Appreciate it, Rob.
Right, thank you.
Thank you.